Come on, go ahead and give God some shout. I had a whisper, I didn't have a shout. Give God some shout. Hallelujah. I know you've been blessed. I was here on Monday myself. That was prophetic. Man! Wow! My wife and I said to one another, that was something. It was one night, but it was 1 year. Settled. Glory to God. And I know the testimonies are rolling in already. I saw PM cooking for you yesterday. Woo! Did you eat something yesterday? The angel woke up the prophet and said, eat again, the journey is far. Did you eat enough yesterday for the journey? Glory to God. I'm excited to be with you tonight. And I saw Pastor Gideon at your mark. Woo! Something is about to happen. Praise God. I'm excited to be here. Celebrate PKM PM. Can we celebrate them? Can we celebrate them? I'm excited to see what God is doing in their life. But it's just the beginning. Amen. It gets better and better and better. In the name of Jesus. Good to see a great man, former gubernatorial candidate, Ekiti State, pastor of a great church, and a son of mine, Reverend Tunde Afeh. Can we make him feel welcome? Thank you, thank you. We also have the head of school, Middle Hall, here. She's here with us, Yinka Obafisoye. She's been my daughter for years. I'm here with Pastor Peter. Put your hands together for him. Pastor Deji, put your hands together for him. You can be seated. God bless you. A few materials. Impact series, if you are called to ministry. How to build kingdom pillars. How to build auction for nations, if God had called you, like me, to go to the nations. Then surviving betrayal 1 and 2. It's not just avoiding it, it's surviving it. Because you can't avoid it, you can only survive it. Leadership series, leadership and loyalty. Becoming an indispensable associate greater than your father's. School of ministry, best-selling messages, finance series, faith series. All of them have 10 or 20 messages. This one is matrimony. The balance between finance and romance. Very powerful. Some of our books are here. Some of them just came out. The fifth prison. I love my spouse, but... Very powerful book for about 20 years. People have said to me, I love my husband, but I love my wife, but. So what do you do with a but? Prostitute's Approach to Business. Very powerful book. 7 Things Champions Do Before Breakfast. By the time breakfast is done, the difference is made between champions and mediocres. Because champions have done something mediocres have not done. There is a book I didn't write, written by my dad, that's been married for over 50 years. He's in his 80s, himself and my mom are members of my church. Their marriage had been tremendous blessing. So I told him to write a book on how to achieve a happy and lasting marriage. Marry-marics, not mathematics, marry-marics. The formula for marrying right. The almighty formula for marrying right. I still do how to make love last forever. Pick all of them. And I'm sure you never remain the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you ready for God's word tonight? Where's my stick? Are you ready for God's word tonight? If anybody asks you, what did I preach tonight? You just tell them, I preach. Are you ready? Let me ask your neighbor, are you ready? They ask your neighbor, are you really ready? They speak in James version, say, are you verily, verily ready? Genesis 32 and verse 10. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing tonight. Let nobody live here the same. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen. I'm not worthy of the least of your mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto me. For with this stuff, give me New King James Version. I love New King James Version. NKJV said, and get the Passion Translation ready later on. He said, I'm not worthy of the least of all your masses of the truth which you have come, for I cross over. Did you see crossover here? Did you cross over into this new year? Are you excited? You cross over. People finer than you didn't make it. People richer than you didn't make it. People that post more than you didn't make it. But post for your neighbor and say, I'm still here. I'm still here. I cross over by the mercy of God. The devil is a liar. God punish the devil and his mother-in-law. I cross over. I might not be married, but I cross over. I might not have the kind of money, but I cross over. I might not visa on my passport, but I cross over. Come on, give the devil a blow. Tell the devil, I cross over. You did your best, but I cross over. I cross over. It was not just a crossover of a day. You cross over from poverty to prosperity. You cross over from lack to block. You cross over from nonentity to celebrity. Somebody shout, I cross over! I thought you give God some praise. He kept you. He blessed you. When many are dead, you are still here. They didn't make it. You made it. They didn't cross over. You cross over. Somebody shout, I cross over! Post for your neighbor like Pastor Carlo and say, I cross over. I'm still here. I might not have it yet, but it's a matter of time. But at least I am here. A living dog is better than a live lion. He said, I know what the least of your mercies of all the truth which you have shown to me. For I cross this Jordan with my staff. I might not have money, but I have a staff. That was all I crossed over with. But look at it. He said, now. Somebody shout now. Because now all things are ready. Somebody shout now. He said, now I've become two companies. I don't care how you enter into 2020. I know you are living 2020. You are living blessed. You are living with companies. You are driving a new car. You are marrying your sweetheart. You are traveling the world. Your empty passport is getting visas. You are moving to your own house. He said, I cross over with only my staff. But look at me now. I have a news for you. By 2020, December 31, you will pause for your neighbor and say, look at me now. Find boy, no pimples, chubby cheeks and big lips. I'm driving my dream, living my dream, married to my dream, driving my dream, walking in my dream. In the name of Jesus, it does not matter how you cross over. It matters how you are coming out of this year. In the name of Jesus. Hey, tell your neighbor, I'm coming back. I'm coming back with several companies. In the name of Jesus. Do you have English to read version? English to read version, verse 14. You know, verse 13 said he wanted to give gifts to his brother. And the one that his hand picked, he just picked one. Look at what he took to give to his brother. Verse 14. 200 female goats. 20 male goats. 200 female sheep. 20 male sheep. 30 camels and their colts. 40 cows and 10 bulls. 20 female and donkeys and 10 male donkeys. That is hundreds of millions of naira. Somebody that cross over with a staff. Somebody here will give 100 million by December this year. The Lord told me to prophesy. I hope you can receive it. That which has been in your heart to do for your father, to do for your mother. This is the year you will do it. You will build them a house. You buy them cars. Brand new cars. In the name of Jesus. You cross over with your staff. But you become two companies. In the name of Jesus. It's your season. Oh, glory to God. I was saying it on Monday when I was bringing up Bishop. How this January, December 1997 I was going to watch night service and I was preparing. I said 98 will be that kind of year. I said 98, I want to leave my parents' house and move to my rented apartment. I said 98, I wanted my church to be established. I said 98, I want my itinerary to grow. I said 98, I want to marry my one fine wife. I said 98, I want to drive a car for the first time. Those were things, but what do I have in my pocket? Nothing. I have the news for you. There is a God that makes something out of nothing. He does not need your bank account. He does not need your connection. He does not need your job to even bless you. Once you've got a staff, it's a matter of time. I prophesy to you, as your amen with thunder, all your dreams are coming to pass this. That which looks impossible is about to become possible. That which looks small is about to be more than enough. In the name of Jesus. They don't know you now, but they're about to know you. It's your year. It's your year. It's your year. It's your year. Give God a shout. I know I needed two things. I needed impartation and I needed revelation. Am I talking to somebody? And once I got both, I was on my way. The first miracle happened in January. A member of my small church said, Reverend, you say you are looking for a house. I said, yes. He said, let me go and show you one. So I called my fiancé, then now my wife. And we went there. And I saw the house. Two rooms, very small. The toilet is in front of the kitchen. Nonsense. I said, this can't be my house. The guy said, but Reverend, it's cheap. I said, forget cheap. My kind don't live here. You need to know your kind. You are not poor. You are not maimed. You are not altered. Your kind don't live there. I said to her, I said, no way. So as we were going back, my wife said, and it's cheap. Oh, I said, I don't care how much it is. I can't live there. Very soon I will marry you. I will not lay hands on you. Your tummy will come out. Now so then they do. We will not meet in the passage of our house. One of us we have to reverse for the other to pass. God punish the devil. That's not my house. Then she said, okay, but how much do you have? I said, 320 naira. She said, I'm not saying in your pocket. I said, how much do you have for the house? I said, pocket under the pillow, under the bed, everywhere. She said, what? I said, no, it was 400 naira. I was explaining to her. She said, you're looking for a house. I said, won't we look for a house? That was Monday. Friday, somebody told me to come check a house. I went to check the house. I loved it. Twin bungalow. Beautiful. Wooden floor. Wooden ceiling. Big compound with flowers. We can dance in their film inside the compound. I called her again. I said, come and check this one. She looked at it. She said, I like it. I said, I know you will like it. She said, but the other one was 12,000. How much is this one? I said, 24,000. She said, so how much do you have now? I said, 210 naira. She said, ha! I said, I took transport. I ate food. What do you expect? Then the estate agent at that. I said, I hope you are serious. Everybody wants this house. I said, I know. I said, I'm the one getting it. He said, if I don't see you by Monday, I said, you will see me. And as I was going home, I was praying in tongues, Yakate legeyiga la kaligo ligayiga. And God gave me a staff. God said, go to your house and start to dance. So I went home, I started dancing. No drums, but I was dancing. No keyboard, I was dancing and sweating. That the landline of my parents' house was ringing. I didn't care. Then my dad opened my door and said, what are you doing? Somebody is calling you. I said, God, should I go? God said, go. So I went. So I was talking with the person. I said, look, I can't stay long. I've been very busy. He said, what are you doing? I said, something very important. He said, so I said, because I need to move. I need to pay my rent on Monday. Oh, he said, oh, that's cool, because I wanted to give you something before. He's a pastor. When pastor said, don't give pastor something, I don't think too much. Sorry, your pastors. So I said to him, I said, what I need now is not small, low. I need, he said, okay. He said, what I have in mind is about £300. I said, you see, 300. I said, eh? Rewind. Did you mean 300 pounds or 300 pounds? Because Yoruba people are very terrible. Pound just means double the amount. I said, is it pound or pounds? Pound sterling. Because pounds is the only currency that has a surname. Dollar is dollar. Yen is yen. Naira is naira. City is city. But when you mention pounds, you have to mention the last name sterling. He said, it is pound sterling. Said, I will send it to you on Monday. I said, Monday, God punish the devil. Tomorrow, Sunday morning, on the way to church, my fiancé will branch at your place and collect it. And by the time my fiancé branched, there was somebody there that said, oh, good to see you. Your husband preached here last year, was very powerful. I wanted to bless him, but I didn't have money then. This is 7,000 naira, give it to him. Woo! And after service, I wanted to say thank you to the two of them. Then somebody met me and said, God said I should give you my first month salary. By Monday morning, I bounce into the estate place. That is when I know that when money is in your pocket, your swagger will change. When money is in your pocket, your phonetics will change. I prophesy to you, as your amen will thunder, you enter this year with your staff, but miracles will happen. Miracles will happen. Miracles will happen. When I got there, I look at the lady on scene. I said, where's your boss? I said, anywhere money is your pocket, your phonetics will change. Yo. This one you are speaking like an Egba man, Ido man. It's lack of money. Yo. I said, where's your boss? She said, oh, it's not around. I said, nonsense. I told him I'm going to be here on Monday. I don't like people that behave like this. When I say Monday, I mean Monday. God will give you mouth to talk. My God will give you mouth to talk. My God will give you mouth to talk. Give God a shout. And you know, it was very interesting. January, February, March, April, May, I got married. Everything was working. Church growing, itinerary growing. The only thing, I didn't get a car. December, I thought it was over. But I went to preach somewhere. I finished preaching. I wanted to negotiate for a lift. Then somebody called me and said, excuse me, please come. So I went to him. He said, there's a BMW 5-series 6-cylinders power steering in my house. Come and pick it. Eh? I wish I could say to you, I said, glory to God. No, I was confused. I went back to my wife. My wife said, what did he say? I said, he said, BMW 5 Series power steering, 6-8 cylinders, come and pick it. My wife said, for how much? I didn't ask. Hey, excuse me, sir. For how much? The man said, how much? Free of charge. Free of charge, okay. So I went back to her, he said, free of charge. My wife said, that's good though. So when can we pick it? Good question. Hey, excuse me, sir. When can we pick it? The man said, anytime, good. I went back to her, I said, okay, he said, anytime. I said, then let's go now. Oh, that's true. Let God is about to bless you. You will lose your center of gravity. God is about to bless you. You don't know what you're doing again. It's that kind of a year. Lies upon lies. Blessings upon blessings. Laughter upon laughter. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord has given us a staff. And the staff is his word. And the word in Luke 14 verse 17. He said, come, for all things are now. Somebody shall now. Your marriage is ready. Your promotion is ready. Your wedding is ready. Your traveling is ready. Your relocation is ready. Your millions are ready. Your billions are ready. Give God a shout. That is why I love Psalm 23 verse 1. Psalm 23 verse 1 says, the Lord is mine. It's not our, it's not your, it's mine. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, it's my shepherd. I might share you if you are good, but he's my shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. My daughter said, somebody put something on Facebook. I said, my dad, and the person says, our father too. And my daughter replied, not like that. I carry his DNA. The Lord is my shepherd. I must have shared with you before. The kid that went to Sunday school and came back home, and the parents said, what did they teach you? The small girl said, they taught us Psalm 23 verse 1. The mother said, do you know it? She said, I know it too much. Ah. The mother said, what does he say? He said, Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. That is all I want. The mother said, you are wrong. The father said, she's right. If the Lord is my shepherd, all things are now. Give me the Passion Translation. If you have it, the Passion Translation. He says, the Lord is, give me Passion Translation. Psalm 23 verse 1. He said, the Lord is my best friend. Oh, look at your neighbor and say, I have a friend you don't know. I have connections you are not aware of. The TPT said, the Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more. Aren't you excited? So if you don't have nothing, you cross over with your best friend. You cross over with your shepherd. You have more than enough. No money in your pocket, but you have more than enough. No connection to get the visa, but you have more than enough. No house to call your home, but you have more than enough. Psalm 23 says, he restores my soul. He leads me by the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your... I have a staff. Pause for your neighbor like Pastor Keller and say, I have a staff. I don't drive what you drive, but I have a staff. I don't live where you live, but I have a staff. I'm not married like you marry, but I have a staff. My passport does not visa yet, but I have a staff. Amplified sign. The rod is for my protection, and the staff is for my direction. The devil is a liar. The staff is a symbol of authority. A staff is a symbol of direction. And once we have his word, we have the staff. And I'm here to say to you, all things I... Oh, give God a shout. And once you have a staff, the next thing in verse 5 is that we prepare a table before you in the presence of my enemies. I used to pray the wrong prayer. God, let my enemy die. No, I don't want to die. Don't let them die. Let them live. Because if they die, who will pack the plate when I finish it? Am I talking to somebody in this house? Let me show you Bible in basic English. BBE, Bible in basic English. He said, you prepare. He said, oh, glory to God. He said, you make ready a table for me in front of my haters. Where are my haters? When you get the table, when you see your haters, know a table is set. Know that all things are now ready. Know that there must be something somewhere. How many of you have haters? How many of you have haters? You need your haters. That is why Romans 8:31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I saw one translation, the Street Translation. He said, what can we say to these things? If God be for us, he allies anybody. If God be for us, yala ya, dear Father, God is with me. Where are the haters? I want let them arrange themselves. Let them gather together. They will scatter for my sake. I'm not afraid of the haters. I've been waiting for them, because in front of them I will walk to the table. For now, all things are now ready. I love the Message translation. The Message translation said, for God served me a 6-course dinner. Have you seen a 6-course dinner before? I was preaching in Italy. Somebody said, some people wanted to take me to dinner. And it was only me and him that were black, the rest of them were white. And he warned me, said, it's a 12-course dinner. I didn't understand. After the first, the second, the third, the fourth, I tap him. I say, I'm going back to the hotel. He said, you can't go. It will be rude. I said, what is rude there? How do you sue me? I didn't come to this world to eat. I'm not Jengoku. Are they not tired? He said, no, we continue. That is what God wants to do with you this year. All things are now ready. It's a 6-course meal. You take some and relax. And that is why your haters need to be careful. Because if they are not careful, they will die of heart attack. Because when they see the first course, they say, second course, third course, fourth course, fifth course, sixth course. Somebody needs to warn my haters. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter, come. Pastor Deji, come. And I love what he now said next. He said, because of my haters, I won't be walking alone. He will give me some people to guide me. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow me. I'm never alone. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will live forever in the house of God. And as goodness and mercy is following me, my haters will come against you. But when I bump against them, I bump on goodness, I bump on mercy. My back is secure. The devil is a liar. I cannot be moved. Goodness and mercy are behind me. Give God a shout. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. It's a good year already. I've got my staff. It's a good year already. I don't like the way you are walking. Go and learn new kind of swagger. Because all things are now. Have I told you before? When we were growing up, we had 2 doors to my parents' house. The front and the back. And when I'm coming back from school, I don't come in through the front. I come in through the back. Why? The kitchen is at the back. And I always come back hungry. And I don't come with my eyes first. I come with my hair first. If everything is quiet, I start to cry. but when I'm hearing, I be greeting everybody. Hello, how are you? How is your brother, your cat, your dog, and the rats in your house? Why am I doing that? I'm hearing, I've not seen the food, but I can hear it. Is there anybody here that can hear Evan cooking you a meal? Can you smell it? Can you smell your new car? Can you smell your new anointing? Can you smell the salt? Can you smell the increase? Can you smell the trips? Can you smell the anointing? God is cooking you something. Give God a shout. So Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 12. He told us what kind of a year it is. He says it's the kind of a year that the eyes of the Lord will be upon it from January 1 to December 31. Did you say, from the beginning of the year till the very end? So some of you will still get miracles. 12-11-1959 of December 31. Because God will not stop. He said, my eyes will be upon you this year. From the very beginning to the very end. Once I walk with you from the 1st of January, I'm not leaving you. Goodness and mercy will guide you. And my eyes will follow you till the end of the year. It's a year of Elim also. What does Elim mean? It means an oasis in the valley. Elim means that when men are saying that it's a casting down. Oh, you will be saved. There is a lifting up. In Exodus 15:27, the Bible says, in Exodus 15:27, they came to Elim where they saw 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there. 12 wells of water means there is a well for January, but there is a well for February, and there is a well for March, and there is a well for April, and there is a well for May, and there is a well for June. Till December, there is no dry season. Every season that is a well. Oh, glory to God. If I have time, I'll come back to talk to you about your joy. That is why if there is anything you need to keep, it must be your joy. Because Isaiah 12:3, he said, with joy, we draw. It does not matter how deep the well is. What we need is a drawer. And your drawer is your joy. That is why no mocking money in your pocket. Keep on smiling. Hello, somebody. Keep your joy. If they take your money, they must not take your joy. If they take your job, they must not take your joy. If they take your boyfriend, they must not take your joy. Because it's with joy that you draw a better boyfriend. Douche like me. Fine boy. Pink lips, chubby cheeks, bald head, beautiful beards, and anointed. Hey, if God be for us, yalla ya. One of the things I love about this year is that it's the year that we call a leap year. Look at me. 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. Stand on your feet, show your neighbor a leap. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, tell your neighbor it's a leap here. I'm leaping into blessings. I'm leaping into a new anointing. I'm leaping into greatness. I'm leaping into power. I'm leaping into favor. I'm leaping into a new anointing. The devil is a liar. It's a... Let me explain leap year to you. Leap year means, we normally say every year has 365 days. But geographer said no. Every year has 365 days, one quarter. But 2017, you didn't get your one quarter. 2018, you didn't see your one quarter. 2019, the devil started to laugh at you because you didn't see your one quarter. But the devil did not know that he was not lost, he was saved. Because as you step into 2020, and all things are now ready, your one quarter plus one quarter plus one quarter plus one quarter is coming to you as February 29. I'm here to prophesy as your amen with thunder that this year there will be compensation. In the name of Jesus, what you didn't get in 2017 is coming to you now. You didn't get it in 2018, it's coming to you now. You didn't get it in 2019, it's coming to you now. In the name of Jesus, Amos 9:13, he said, the days have come that the plumber will overtake the reaper, and the trader of grapes, him that sweat the seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the lips will. I love the Message translation. Give me the Message. He said, yes, indeed. Somebody shout, yes, indeed. It won't be long now. It's God's decree. It's decree 9 of 2020. He said, things are going to happen so fast. Your head will swing. Hey, it's your car. Hey, see your home. Hey, see your visa. Hey, see your increase. Hey, see your promotion. Hey, see your business. Your head will swing. Your head is about to swing. In the name of Jesus. One thing fast on the heels of the other, you won't be able to keep up. They will call you and say, Sammy, congratulations. And you will pause and say, for which one? for which one? Because congratulations is too common. Too many things have happened. I want to be sure you are not old school. I want to be sure you are current. He said you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. This is a leap year. Because it has been withheld at once. Now all things are now ready. And everywhere you look, blessings, blessings, like wine pouring out of mountains and hills. Give God a shout if you receive it. Sit down. And the good thing about this year, like Bishop said, is that it's not just a year, it's also the beginning of a decade. And you need to know decade is a long time. Decade is 10 years. I was telling them in our church, December, how to prepare for a decade. Because a lot of you don't understand that sometimes preparing for 1 year is too small. Prepare for a decade. Because listen, somebody said, well, I don't know, I entered into 2020, not feeling good, my boyfriend broke up with me. Do you know this decade? You can get engaged, get married, have a first child, second child, twins. So by the end of this decade, where am I preaching to? Where am I prophesying? You enter single, by the time you are living this decade, you are loaded, not double. You are loaded. You've had all your children, everything is settled. I told them in my church, in Nigeria, there are two elections in this decade. 2027. You can be a nonentity in politics and be a governor at the end of this decade. Do you know what a decade is? In a decade, you have not gotten admission now. By the end of the decade, you can be a doctor. Medicine is just 7 years. Or you do 4 years, you do 2 years masters, and you do 4 years, you are done. And you come out and say, yes, I'm now a doctor. So you're a non-entity now, you're a doctor after. That's a decade. A decade is too long to waste. But it's too short if you don't know what you're doing. So you need to get ready. Because that's why my message today is, are you ready? Because God can say, now all things are ready and you might not be ready. I got this message yesterday. I was packing, throwing things into my box to come. And my daughter sent my son to tell me that the table is set. Then my son came and said, Daddy, the table is set. I said, okay, thank you. Then I kept on doing what I was doing. Then he came back and said, Daddy, everybody is sitting at the table. The table is set. I said, tell them, but I'm not ready. And God said, that's the message. Sometimes all things are now ready. It's only you that is not ready. God is. Angels are. Everything. But you're not ready. I'm going to share it. So I look into my life. And I've always divided my life into decades. I got born again at 87. Don't look at me. I'm not that old. Hello. I got born again in 87. 1990, the decade of the 90s. 1990, I entered into UI, freshman, 100 level. 1991, I got into the ESCO of the largest Christian fellowship in the world as I then, IVCU. It never happened before. They don't put 100 level there. They put me there. Then 93, I pioneered Roman Chapel Campus Fellowship under Reverend George Adeboye. It became the fastest growing fellowship. She was there in the whole of UI. Then 94, in the room where I was caught, because I squatted 100 level, 200 level, 300 level. Don't look at me like that. It's the blessing of the Lord. God is very funny. God didn't speak to the room owner. He spoke to the squatter. He said, I've empowered you to reach out to the nations, to transform lives, to the point of absolute victory in life through the preaching, teaching, and the word of faith. I said, what? 96 March, I started my office. June, I got ordained. June, the ministry was inaugurated. October 7th, the church started. 98, May 2nd, I got married. 99, I gave birth to my first child. So look at me. Beginning of the decade, freshman university. End of the decade, graduated, ministry running, married, living in my rented house, driving a BMW, not only a reverend, now a reverend father. Do you get one decade now? So I entered into a decade, and by the time I was coming out, the foundation is laid. So I looked to the next decade. I said, this, and you know some people, this is where the problem is. If you are not smart, you won't know when the decade will go. 1999, I was on my way home. Then I saw my classmate. We graduated together in 1988. And I looked at him and said, what are you doing here? He said, there is a gig. I said, what is gig? He said, no, this hotel, they are doing party. I'm the DJ. I said, you are what? He said, DJ. I said, what are you DJing? He said, I'm playing music for them. I said, your life is finished. Because very soon they start to call you brother DJ. Everything is over. He said, I thought you came for the same party. I said, me, no, I'm going home to my wife and child. He said, yeah, you are married. Dear. That is why when I met TJ, we were not fooling around. It's a race in a decade. It's to marry. Pastor Kingsley said, don't be available for relationship. Be available to marry. If you are available for relationship, they mess you up. If you are available to marry, the way you think is different. I used to think I was 27 when I married my wife at 26. But my son was smart. I calculated. I said, no, you are 26. My mom was 25. I said, okay, you don't marry at 26, eh? Una. He said, no, I will follow your footsteps. Because I mean, that decade. So by the time I was coming into the next decade, I said, God, the last one was foundation. This one will be fruitfulness. I want to make my first million, give my first million, make many millionaires, travel the world, spend money in different currency, my ministry grow, impact all over the place. And you know the funniest part of it, the first year of that decade, I traveled internationally for the first time to Botswana, South Africa. And before the end of the decade, I've been in every continent of the world. The first year of that decade, somebody gave me a million. Before the end of that decade, I'd given several millions. Before the end of that decade, I'd moved to my own house. Oh, did anybody get what I'm saying? I lived only in two rented houses before I moved into my home. But all my senior pastors lived in only one rented house. They rent house, they marry rent house, then from there to their own house. Made many rich. A decade. And I can go on and on. And by the time we enter into the third decade, I said now it's expansion. And that decade we started to buy houses and build all over the ministry. And we built several millions of dollars all over the city of Ibadan and beyond. What am I saying? A decade is a long time. Don't waste it. And that is why I thank God for PK and PM. We are here for the impartation. This decade will make a difference in your life. In the name of Jesus. At the end of this decade, even you won't recognize yourself. They will show you your picture. You say, no, this can't be. I can't be this broke. When we're entering into the decade of the 2000s, God told the devil, dared me. He said, now you have some money. Can you give all? So I emptied all my account to enter. Because the devil said to me, 1990, you didn't have anything. This 2000, you have some things. I said, it's not the things, it's the stuff. So I empty all my account and my pocket. So I walk out of Crossover Service with nothing in my pocket. As I was moving towards my car, one young man ran after me and gave me an envelope of 5,000. I said, devil, unto. It has started. And that was the year I started giving the millions. What am I saying? Get ready. And the Lord told me that this decade will be a decade of dominion. In the name of Jesus. 1 Kings 4:24. He said we're going to have dominion everywhere and peace all around. Lift up your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to have dominion over all the region, from America to Europe to Asia to everywhere. And then there'll be peace on every side. In the name of Jesus. Shout, is my decade of dominion. Psalm 8 verse 6. He said, God made me to have dominion over all the works of his hand. Psalm 72 verse 8. He said, we have dominion from sea to sea, from river to river, to the ends of the earth. At the end of this decade, you won't be a local champion. You will be an international figure. In the name of Jesus. Genesis 1:28, he said, God that bless you, and God that said to you, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and have. So this new decade, you will start business. It will become a conglomerate. That amen as HIV. This decade, you won't just have a house, we have an estate. This decade, your children will be settled. This decade, we start to give in billions. In the name of Jesus. We had a family meeting in January, early this month. And I told my children, I said, you know, this is likely to be the decade I will be grandpa. This year, my first girl will be 21. The second one will be 18. The last one will be 13. This year. So at the end of the decade, the 21 will be 31. The 18 will be 20 here. So Grandpa Rev is right. You know, when I preach in Paracol, you know what they call me? They call me G-Papa. Say, which one be G-Papa? I say, that's Grandpapa. People, Grandpapa is too old school. So you are G-Papa. So I told my children, this time for you to go and get all PK's messages. You have to marry right. Yeah, you don't bring me one boy that his trouser is falling down, that is walking as if he has permanent deformity. I will use his staff to break his head. I'm telling you. So I told him, this time to go get PK's, all his messages. Because this is the DK. Somebody give God the best shout. But my question is, are you ready? 2 Corinthians 1:20, New International Version, please. You know, there's something Saint Teresa of Avila said before you were born, centuries ago. He said, you pay God a compliment by asking great things of him. You pay God a compliment by asking great things of him. If you ask God things too small, you are disgracing him. If you want to compliment God, ask great things. And you know the way Bishop started on Monday in Joel chapter 2. He said, God will do great things. And God's word to us, all things are now ready. So the things are no small things. Oh, did anybody get that? Somebody shout, great things! So if it's not great, don't do it. It's an insult on God. Psalm 81 verse 10, open your mouth wide. Don't be too touche this year. Okay, open my mouth wide. You know, I live on the highland. I don't open my mouth. I don't more mouth. It's my mouth. I don't. That's what you get. But me, by the boy, open your mouth. He doesn't say, but God is partial. It's the level of the mouth I open. So 2 Corinthians 1:20, New International Version. I love this. He says, For no matter how many promises God has made, no matter how many, the one Mr. Arthur Bill said, the one Bishop Francis Wale-Uke said, the one Pastor Mildred said, the one PK said, the one Gideon said, the one Niyebode said, no matter how many promises God has made, they are already yes. So stop praying, God, will you? The answer is yes. Will I be able to marry? Yes. Can I build? Yes. Can I do my master's abroad? Yes. Can I proceed? Yes. No matter how many the promises are, they are already yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us. So the problem is not on the yes. The problem is with your amen. That's why I say, are you ready? Can you say amen like him? Concerning your promotion. Concerning your marriage. Concerning your ministry. Concerning your new anointing. Concerning your international relevance. Concerning your children. Concerning your enlargement. Concerning your victory. Concerning your health. Somebody shout amen. Sit down. Let me close. Oh, glory to God. Are you blessed already? So somebody say, Reverend, so I'm ready to say amen. What do I need to do? Walk in partnership with God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, Amplify. KJV said, all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. But Amplify said, we are sure and know that God, being a partner, give me Amplify, being a partner. Romans 8, for we know with confidence that God is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to know. Amplified. Which one is this? My own Amplified said, God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together for good. When God is a partner in your labor, things are different. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, he said, God always makes his grace visible in Christ. We include us as partners in his endless triumph. Listen to me. Partnership means an exchange. Partnership means you give something. I don't know if you ever read the story of Townsend when he came to Africa as a missionary. They taught us in school, but they lied to us. They said he was an explorer. Explorer, explore. They were missionaries. They were not exploring nothing. They were preaching the gospel. But he had ulcer. And so he needed his goat. I prophesy, every sickness in your body die now. The Egyptian you see today, you see them no more. The last day of December, I picked my wife, I drove to the hospital. Last week of December, I told the doctor I want to run all the tests. Blood pressure, diabetic, all tests. The guy said, why? You did one in America, middle of the year. I said, I don't care. I want to do all. I said, because this decade I'm entering into, I need strength. So he checked everything. He said, blood pressure, normal. Your blood sugar, normal. Your protein lipid, normal. Everything, normal. I said, it must be normal. TJ said, okay, what if it had not been normal? I said, yes, I just know that is what I will face first. We face it and face it out. We have enough promises in God and it is yes. It is me that needs to say amen. That's all. That's all. He had ulcer. So he carries with him everywhere a goat so that he can take milk from the goat to ease his ulcer. Then one day he wanted to preach the gospel in an African village. They said, you can't preach here if you don't have covenant with the king. So he said, that's not a problem. If he won't make me sin, it will be covenant. He said, king, let's have a covenant. Let's become covenant friends. King said, fine. So after that, the king said, so what will you give me? He said, what? The king said, in covenant, there must be a sharing of something. He said, what do you want? The king said, goat. He said, never. This is the goat that gives, I will die. He said, what will you give me in return? The king said, my staff. Tom said, now, you will take my goat and give me a stick. You're a wicked king. The king said, take it or leave it. You are not preaching here without a covenant. So he did it. He thought he was going to die. Then he left. He was preaching the gospel. The ulcer pain came. He was in pain. He was screaming. He was shouting. Then he picked the staff. He leaned on it and said, "Yeah, I need milk." And all of a sudden, everybody started bringing milk. Different gallon, different dimension. He said, "What is happening here?" They said, "You are holding the staff of the king. Whatever you request must be supplied." If you know that, we know you are stupid, not paying tithe. Your tithe is a covenant obligation. You hold your staff. Whatever you demand in him is yes. Oh, did anybody get what I'm saying? When they started challenging tithe, unfortunately, pastors don't even know what to say. People said it's under the law. Abraham paid before the law. Jacob paid before the law. Before Jacob could cross over with staff, what he did when he was going with his staff was also he had a covenant. He said, "God, as I go, I have a covenant with you, and I'll give you 10% of everything that comes." That was not a law. That was a covenant. My tithing is not because of the cause. My tithing is because I have a covenant with him. Years ago, there was a man called Robert G. Latona. He was the first man to go to a lawyer and said, "I'm starting business." They said, "We should do limited liability." The lawyer said, "Yes, but you need a partner." He laughed. He said, "I have a partner." The lawyer said, "Who is your partner?" He said, "God." Lawyer laughed. "But God is not a real entity." He said, "Shut up. God is more real than you. Before you are born, there is God. After you die and rot, there will be God. He's my partner." The lawyer said, "You don't understand. If God is your partner, he must be entitled to dividend." He said, "Tell them, God, I've been paying him 10% dividend." He said, "My tithe is my dividend." So we said, "Right." He's the first man to formally register God as a partner in a business. He was crazy. At the time, he went back to the lawyer. He said, "I've been cheating my partner." The lawyer now said, "You don't have partner." He said, "You are crazy. I have partner." He said, "My partner is God. Let's do it 50-50. The lawyer said, "I've always known you are mad, but now I know you are really mad." Before he died, he became 90-10. That's how you know it's not law. It's not strictly 10. He was giving God 90, living on 10, like Archbishop was doing in the last days of his life. Reverend George Adeboye told me he does 50 now. And you are arguing over there. But there are some of us who, our income in a year will do our tithe in 1 month. Go and get his book, Latina. One of it is The Mover of Men and Mountain. Another one is God's Businessman. 300 patents that his partner, God, gave him as divine inspiration. 70% of every earth moving equipment designed by him. In 1927, at the age of 40, was $100,000 in debt. Now, that's the big money. 1927 is billions. So they send a man, Mr. Frost, to come and tell him that there is a contract, but he must work on Sunday. And when Mr. Frost told him, he said, "I don't work on Sunday." They said, "Why?" He said, "That is my board meeting." He said, "Sunday is when me and my partner meet. I serve him, he serve me. I tell him the problem, he tells me the solution." The guy said, "If you don't work on Sunday, I'm sorry, I'm coming to cancel the contract." Mr. Frost was an atheist. He didn't understand what Latona was saying. But when he was on the train, the atheist Mr. Frost had a voice that says, "Frost, where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to shut that business down." And the voice said to him, "If you try it, I'll kill you." And Mr. Frost said, "Who is talking?" And the voice said, "Latona's partner." You need a partner like my God. Yalla, yeah, anybody. They come against you, they die. Yalla, yeah, anybody. Their father. Can you imagine that? One time, before he's finished paying the debt, they sent one Mr. Hill to come and check his books and close his account. And when that one came, Latona said, "Number one, I made the pledge of $5,000 to church." Mr. Hill said, "You are crazy. You owe $100,000. You make a pledge." He said, "If you are not paying that pledge, let's close everything down. Because I'm faithful to my partner." You need to cherish your covenant with God this year. and walk in partnership with him. I want you to invite him and say, God, let's work together. I don't know what it takes. Of late, I stumbled on something on internet. It's called the Titan Experiment. Google it when you get home. He was one very funny farmer. His name was Perry Aden. He went to church and pastor was preaching tithe. And he said, will I believe this or not? So the first thing he did, he gathered together some seeds, 360 of them, and got a land 4 by 4 feet and planted it there. And prayed and said, God, if this is true, bless this one. And I'll pay the tithe. And he planted 360. And at the end, this was in 1940. By 1941, that one became 18,000 canals. By then, everybody had heard of it. Henry Ford, the same Latona I mentioned, everybody. So all of them moved to the farm. They put security around it. Because he paid tithe and planted it again. By 1943, the third one, he had such an harvest, he was in trouble. He didn't know how to harvest. But fortunately, Mr. Ford had some equipment. So he loaned him equipment. They were able to harvest. By then, Latona, Avi Frocaf of Frocaf Trailer Company, James Kraft of Kraft Chiefs Company, Kenneth Case, a successful Florida realtor, all of them were watching what was happening. Television was on it. And every year, he was getting incredible harvest. That all over America, they started talking. By 1946, he had to stop. There was no land to plant. So they have to divide that harvest after paying tithe between 360 farmers. That is what they sent to Europe in those days to take care of the military men during World War II. What am I saying to you? This year, we partner with God. Because God said all things are now ready. But the question is, are you ready? Stand on your feet and tell God you are ready. Tell him you are ready. Open your mouth and say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to walk with you. I'm ready to partner with you. All things are now ready. I'm ready. My mind is ready. My mind is enlarged. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready, Lord. All things are ready. But Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to serve you. I'm ready to give. I'm ready to walk in righteousness. That is my nature. I'm not going to walk wrong. I'm going to walk right. In the name of Jesus. I refuse to live a life in sin. I refuse to serve flesh and serve. Not serve you. No! You are my partner, Lord. You are my partner, Lord. You are my partner, Lord. I step into partnership with you. All things are now ready in the name of Jesus. I cross over into this year, into this decade with only my staff. I'm coming out with companies. I'm coming out with blessings in the name of Jesus. All things are now ready. Open your mouth and make a commitment. Lord, I step into partnership with you in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. And so I have more than I need. In the name of Jesus, I step into partnership with you. I step into partnership with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at me, everybody. Look at me. The first place to start from is to be sure that you are born again. And it's very simple. That's the first place. I always say, there are two kinds of people here, male or female. Is that not so? There are two kinds of people here, graduate, non-graduate. Two kinds of people here, married, not married. Two kinds of people here, saved or not saved. Just like you are sure if you are a male or a female, and sure if you are a graduate or not a graduate, and sure, very sure, if you have a job or you don't have a job. That's how you should be sure if you are born again or not born again. And if you are not born again, this is not that year or that decade. I got saved 87. And from the next decade, everything changed. I want to give you an opportunity and a privilege to be born again. I want you to be sure that you have God as your partner. If you are here, for example, you are born again, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. You know, see. So if you are not born again, you are in the minority. And you need to be born again. Put down your hand. So if you are here, you are not born again, and you want me to pray with you now, wherever you are, lift up your hand. Come on, come on. God bless you. Wherever you are, lift up your hand, lift up your hand. I want to see that hand because I want to pray for you. Where is that hand? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. One more thing. Just come towards me wherever you are. Come. There is nothing to be shy about. I took the same decision years ago. Come, I'm waiting for you. I want to pray for you. This decade must be different. This year must be, God bless you. God bless you. Keep coming. Keep coming. I'm waiting for you from all over this place. God bless you. God bless you. Keep coming. It's the best decision you can make in life. I made the same decision. My life has never remained the same again. You will testify that this year is different, that this decade is different. Don't go home tonight an unbeliever. Go home tonight sure. Any other person, come. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you wherever you are. Come. I'll wait. I'll wait for you. If you're coming, come very quickly. Come very quickly. I did the same thing, 1987. My life had never remained the same again. Anybody coming, come quickly. If you're here, put your right hand on your chest and repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I give my life to you. Today, the night, I'm waiting for you, come. Okay. Say, today, the night of January, I make a decision to make you my Lord and Savior. You died for me. I will live for you. Today, I make you a partner. Thank you, Lord. Because I know all things will work together for me because I have you as my partner in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for these ones. Now, from now henceforth, let not the devil trouble them, for they bear in their body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. From now henceforth, all things are changed. And all things are now ready. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Please look at that lovely lady. Please go with her. She will talk to you briefly. Have you been blessed tonight? I want you to repeat after me. Say, now, all things are now ready. Then look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, neighbor stick, neighbor boy. Even me, I'm now ready. Give God the best shout to God.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.